Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And your old pal Dean Richards, keeper of the Sunday show, filling in not only today, but tomorrow. Ring out the old, ring in the new. And keeping an eye on COVID the whole time. The latest info is that we are at an all-time high of COVID cases right now. The United States reporting 512,553 daily new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University, the single highest daily case number recorded during the entire COVID-19 pandemic. It's for that reason that we like to get caught up on all of this with Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University. Dr. Murphy, welcome to the program. Nice to talk to you as always.
Yeah, good morning.
So, you know, these numbers are really scary sounding. You know, more and more people are testing positive. It just seems like you learn of four or five new people just among your own family and friends every single day. How worried should we be about all of this right now?
Well, we should be concerned, but there's a couple kind of maybe good things or not so bad things in these numbers. Most of the people that are vaccinated, particularly the ones that have had the booster, which is about a third of the vaccinated people, are having very mild disease. Overall, the disease looks like it's milder no matter whether you're vaccinated or not. It's somewhere between 40 and 70% milder. In other words, doesn't progress to severe disease than the Delta variant. So that's kind of a good thing. But these numbers, as you said, are just really out of the park. I mean, it's looking like at some point, eventually, everybody's going to get infected with this.
So does that mean that it will be peaking sooner because more and more people are getting it?
Well, that's a really good question. That's definitely what's happening in South Africa. They had this astronomical surge. You know, we track cases worldwide, and there was actually no curve to the increase in South Africa. It just, like, in 1 week, it just blew through the roof. It spread so quickly. And ours had a little bit of a curve, you know, it's going up so high. But whatever goes up high is going to come down faster.
And most people, it seems like, are, you know, just getting cold symptoms, maybe some congestion, maybe a little fatigue. But we're not seeing the kind of hospitalization because of this peak this time. I mean, hospitals and health centers are still being stressed because of people who are not vaccinated at all.
Right.
If I understand it correctly.
Yeah, you understand exactly correctly. And the hospitals are filling up with COVID patients like they did in the past. Not as much as what these numbers, you know, are the case numbers are telling us, but things are getting full. And for instance, in my own hospital, it's approximately 80% unvaccinated, and some of them are very sick. So, you know, nobody should just ignore this thing. Oh, it's not as bad. Well, you know, if you're unvaccinated, it can be very bad. Among the vaccinated in the hospital, it's typically people who have many other risk factors.
I know a lot of places have gone back to the protocols that they were exercising a year ago. I mean, even pre-vaccine, where people are back working at home again. People are you know, separating. I mean, it's the same kind of isolation that we experienced at the very beginning of this pandemic. Is that a wise thing to do right now?
Yeah, that's a very wise thing to do. You don't want to overload the system all at once. We can't throw in the towel at this particular point. You know, the more we can slow down the rate of these infections, the faster this thing is going to drop.
Okay, so can we look and say by a certain date? I had heard on some report that they were looking at might be a week or just after the first of the year where this all could be behind us.
Well, these are all models. You know, let's see what really happens. In South Africa, it took about a month for it to really kind of to significantly drop. We'll see if that's the same here. You know, we're a very different country than South Africa. We have a lot more people. It's a much bigger geography. It's an older population, relatively speaking, in the United States. So there's a lot of differences. It's a good model that we have to be able to watch them, and also the United Kingdom and other countries that got it first, Denmark, for example. And we'll see what happens. It's really all being driven by how many people are vaccinated and boosted, because those people are doing the best with this Omicron.
So we're going to get some calls for Dr. Murphy in a minute, 312-981-7200, if you want to jump on the phone line or the text line, 312-981-7200. So the big question is, you know, people are wondering, how do they celebrate New Year's Eve this year with this going on? Small groups, big groups, no groups? What do you recommend?
Well, I think it's basically the same recommendations we were giving before when Delta was surging, which is not that long ago. And it's smaller groups, not mixing vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So if you have a small group, like say up to 10 people or so, and everybody's vaccinated, it should be okay. These big 40 to 50 people, indoors with everybody celebrating, typically without a mask. You don't know the status of the other people in the room. That's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, you're kind of asking for it there. Now, what about the big fireworks display is going to be going on along the river? It's going to be outside. Is that safe? Because even though it's outside, people probably are going to gather, you know, together while they're watching all of this.
Yeah, I mean, of course, anything with good ventilation is going to be better. So, of course, being outside is better. But if you're packed together, that's going to not be very safe. But you could certainly, when events are outside and you're wearing a mask, that should be relatively safe as long as you're not, you know, packed like sardines. So it really depends on how many people show up at this thing.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back with Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University. Dean Richards for Bob Surratt with Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University, and Diane in Chicago on the phone line. You're on with Dr. Murphy. Hello.
Yes, doctor. My husband has been, he got all his, all the shots. He wound up with, He can't breathe. He's on oxygen now. 2 weeks. On oxygen. So he can't breathe. And I'm just wondering how is there a breakthrough for this? Or I know they're trying to wean him off the oxygen. That's all I know.
Well, the treatments, so he's in a hospital bed on oxygen, correct? And he's
correct.
did he have his vaccinations?
Yes, he does.
No?
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have? We don't have to go into real details, but did he have any underlying medical conditions? You can just say yes or no.
No.
No. Okay. All right. So vaccinated in the hospital. Was he boosted? Did he have a booster shot? A third shot?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. All right. So. Yeah, this is unusual that a person who's fully vaccinated, which includes the booster shot, is in such trouble. But he's not in an ICU, right?
Actually, he is. He is in ICU.
He's in the ICU. But he's is he on a ventilator or no?
He's on oxygen.
Oxygen. Okay, but not a ventilator.
No. And then he has oxygen at night.
Right. Okay. All right.
And they're trying to wean him off of that.
Right. So that's actually, that's a good sign that he's not on a ventilator, which about two-thirds to a half the people in the ICU with COVID are on a ventilator. That's certainly a sign of more severe disease. So, and if they're trying to wean him off, that's actually, the doctors are telling you a good thing. That, you know, they think he can come off the oxygen. There are some treatments out there that can be given. He's probably already received them. There's the, I'm sure he had it when he first came in the hospital. They give pretty much everybody remdesivir, one of the antiviral drugs that was first approved over like almost a year ago. And there's other more anti-inflammatory type drugs that they do give, and plus they give steroids. He's probably had all that. But that's why he's not on a ventilator. I think if he had not been vaccinated, I think he would be in a lot more trouble. So you have some good signs going there. They're trying to get him off the oxygen. They're talking about him improving. So hang in there. That's encouraging.
Yeah,
yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call and good luck to your husband and to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Ron in Tinley Park, you're on WGN.
Thank you. I'm scheduled to go to Argentina and Chile next month, and I never hear much about what's going on in South America. You hear about Europe and Asia. What's happening down there as far as all these cases go?
They're running into the same kind of problem we are. It's just circulating down there a little bit later, and the Omicron variant is competing with the other variants in Latin America. I would be very careful about any kind of international travel at this particular point. The reason for that is, you know, you can get down there, but you might not be able to get back. Mm. Your flights can be canceled. They could change the rules in the country that you're visiting and close airports or close regions in a country. So I would think that international travel anywhere in the world at this point, you've got to be extremely careful and possibly actually consider postponing your travel until things calm down. Like we had talked about already this morning, it looks like, you know, these peaks do come down. And traveling when the peak is going up is not a good idea.
We will.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck with all that. We're going to be talking with Dr. Murphy again tomorrow morning because we're just flooded with questions. People, mm-hmm. you know, wondering what to do, not only for New Year's Eve, but for travel, for, you know, for everything else. So Dr. Murphy, we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning. Again, always appreciate the time you can give us.
All right. Great.
Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University.